I said, no, it's not money wasted. Don't, you must not think like that. It is not money wasted. You're still going to be going to Tenerife. You'll be doing all the things that you do over there. Whereas most of us will continue on working. We'll just enjoy the sunshine. And even if you're off, you know, there's only so many days you can do in the garden or so many trips to Portrush. You know, think going to Tenerife is great. I don't want to spoil your holidays. Frank, the closest school is not necessarily the best designated school for your children's needs. In England, there are grammar schools and private schools. Those schools are not the individual child's neighbouring school. The commissioner has her head and her heart in the right place, but doesn't have all the answers. There are parents who do not let their children integrate and believe their child is superior to other children. Does the commissioner have any idea for the plan for the budget? Asks Linda. Good morning to you, Linda. Another one is saying the children's commissioner sounds like as if she is about to do the right thing, but there simply isn't the money to implement what she's hoping for. That's from Graham. Graham, good morning to you. Jilly is saying, Frank, the idea of getting rid of some of the small primary schools is absolutely the wrong way to go. You're taking the heart out of the community, or indeed the children's commissioner's idea would remove the community's heart. Jilly, good morning. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105. So the summers of 76, 87 and 95, your memories are very welcome. Karen, you were letting your hair down, girl. She sent me a photograph of the summer of 1987. Karen, no more of those, please. Right, 028-90-333-105. Coming up on 9:30 is the time. Here's a sad statistic. More and more older people are fearful of becoming a victim of crime. They're more fearful than they were 2 years ago. And I want to speak to a lady from Age Sector Platform, because I hate to think that some of our more senior friends are living in fear. Let me speak to Alison from Age Sector Platform. Alison, if we listen to the guidance from the police, they would say we're less at risk from crime now than decades ago here. So why are our older friends so fearful?
Well, yeah, you're right, Frank. Police statistics would tell us that actually crime against older people has actually reduced by 9% over the last 2 years. But older people are telling us that their fear of crime, almost half are saying that they're feeling more fearful compared to 2 years ago. And I suppose there's a number of factors that can play a part. Firstly, as we get older, most of us lose some of the physical strength we once had and maybe become less mobile. Therefore, it's only natural to feel a bit more vulnerable. Older people also tell us that having less visible policing actually affects how safe they feel in their homes and communities. And cuts to the police funding and closure of police stations, for example, certainly has reduced that level of reassurance that maybe is needed by vulnerable groups in society. And I think it is important to highlight that this has a lot to do with perception. So violent attacks against older people are extremely rare, but often they do make headline news. So obviously any older person reading about such a crime will naturally be fearful of such an attack happening to them.
This is a very
but I think
good...
it's important to reassure them that that's very unlikely.
Yeah, but this is a very good point you make, because I'm just wondering, over the last couple of years, we've had less politics to report on. You know, any politics that was being reported on was like Groundhog Day. And we've had, thankfully, significantly less terrorist activity in this part of the world. The stories that have been making the news very often have been horrific attacks on elderly people, where it's not just reported like it would have been in the past. It would always have been reported. But the cameras are going out to the home and they are meeting the person who is being attacked. They are then the following day very often following up with the family of the person who's been attacked. And then they'll revisit to, you know, to check what progress has been made by that person who's trying to overcome the attack. So a lot of news, whether it be in the papers, on the television, on the radio, the various news channels, it is emphasised more locally mm-hmm. than it may have been in say a decade ago or 20 years ago. So it looks like as if it's getting worse, so therefore people are more fearful.
That could be the case. These attacks, these horrific attacks that are often reported, you know, they are very rare, but, you know, they are rightly so. They are reported because they are so horrific, and it's obviously something that we don't like to see happen. But you can just sort of imagine, I suppose, the effect that older people living in, you know, maybe the community that that attack happened in, or even further afield across Northern Ireland, when somebody's reading about such an attack on somebody of the same age as they are, possibly, you know, how that an impact or that impact can actually have on that older person. You know, obviously it's going to increase fear. But I suppose today what we're trying to do is reassure older people that those sorts of attacks are rare, and also give them a bit of confidence in terms of actually letting them proactively, you know, sort of avoid crime as much as they can themselves by giving them lots of crime prevention advice and that sort of thing through our Field Safe Guide that we're actually launching or relaunching today. This is a guide that was actually first launched back in 2015, and it's been updated with lots of new information, and we're actually relaunching it today. And it provides information on crime prevention advice, details of organisations that can help older people feel safe. And there's lots of new information in it as well about scams, because scams have been increasingly concerning for older people especially, and there's lots of advice in there about how you can actually avoid those sorts of scams that are out there through telephone, through the internet and that sort of thing.
Would you like to see greater deterrence? We spoke yesterday in some detail on this programme about young offenders, and it's not just young offenders who would be attacking our elderly friends, but there was a sympathy coming across on the show yesterday for the dilemma that some young people find themselves in, and there was great praise for the Woodlands Young Offender Centre in Bangor with a report which shone some light on what they do down there, and there was an air of positivity, but there was also this underlying current of, Frank, never forget what these people do when they break into someone's house or when they attack an elderly person or any other victim. Would you like to see greater deterrence for those who do break into an old person's home, or who snatch a bag from an elderly person, or slap them round the face and grab whatever's in their pocket? They seem to get off lightly, don't they?
Mm-hmm. That's certainly something that we have heard from older people. Over the last number of months, we've been travelling across Northern Ireland holding pensioners' parliaments in each of the council areas, and that is certainly something that has been raised in terms of when people are caught for a particular crime against an older person, they're seen to be given a slap on the wrist, and there's no deterrent, therefore, for people doing this sort of thing. I know that the Department of Justice are currently actually reviewing their sentencing policies, and it's something that we as the Pensioners Parliament would like to feed into in terms of, given the views of older people, that, you know, crimes against older people should receive tougher sentences so that it does act as a deterrent for people in the future.
You have to be a pretty disgusting person, don't you, to break in, well, I think to break into anyone's home, but to target someone who is so vulnerable. You're a poor example of humanity.
Absolutely. I would say a lot of people would agree with you, Frank. And something that you mentioned there before in terms of, you know, younger people, you know, I think there was some evidence to suggest, and there is a sort of viewpoint that it's younger people that are tend to do these sorts of crimes against older people, but that actually isn't the case. You know, the average age of somebody actually attacking an older person is older. So, but there is a lot of work to be done in relation to, you know, connecting the generations as well, because there is that perception amongst older people, perhaps, that younger people are, you know, up to no good, and a lot of intergenerational work does help, and I know that organisations like Linking Generations, for example, do a lot of work in that area, bringing together older and younger people to try and see those different points of views from the different generations.
Yeah, and you can be scammed. You mentioned this. You can also be taken for a ride by a fast-talking salesman or saleswoman selling you something that you don't need. It's not a scam. It's just pressurised selling, and they should be ashamed of themselves if they're doing that to get a sale, whether it be a piece of furniture or a bed or some sort of vehicle or whatever. They gotta look at how they pay their own mortgage if they're putting older people under pressure to buy something. And I know there are cooling off periods and whatever, but very often an older person can be pressurized. People like that have to look at themselves. And also family members who are, you know, preying on their own elderly relatives, they're pretty low too, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different crimes out there, I suppose, and lots of, you know, pressurising tactics that, you know, scammers and others do use, and older people in particular maybe are more susceptible to that. You know, they're at home, I suppose, firstly, you know, more of a proportion of the day. Maybe other people are out working. So, you know, we do hear from a lot of older people at the pensioners' parliaments who are fed up receiving, you know, phone calls throughout the day, pressurising them into different, you know, services and products that they don't need. And also, you know, there are a lot of scams out there. Aid Sector Platform is part of the Scamwise NI partnership, which is being led by the police service, but it involves a lot of different partners as well. And it's really about raising awareness of the scams that are out there on a day-to-day and a weekly basis, trying to raise awareness amongst older people of those scams that are currently making people actually hand over their money. And so it allows older people then to avoid becoming a victim as much as they can if they're aware of them. I mean, we have the saying, if you can spot a scam, you can stop a scam. So that's what it's about in terms of raising awareness.
Let's all stay sharp. Alison, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you. Alison McKenna, who is with the Age Sector Platform. If you are an older person, don't actually begin to worry as a result of our conversation here, because you are less likely to be attacked than you were 2 years ago. Even though the fearfulness is on the increase, you are technically less likely to be attacked.